Today's Daf Pei Beis. We will begin with Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Okay, nice place to start. Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Mishnah says Nimsa Shalem, Nitma Shalem. That if the Karm Pesach is Nitma Shalem, a Rubai Surf No Sulaf Nehabira Miyatim Aracha. If the Karm Pesach becomes Tamei, and it's in one piece, or if it's the majority, where it has to be burnt. That's the pasuk that's going to be more in Amud Beis. Is going to present all the Makaris that the meat of Kodesh that's Tomei must be burnt. Where is it burnt? You burn it before the Beis HaMikdash, in the presence and in the Beis HaMikdash. Who pays for the fuel? There was a big thing to pay for the fuel to burn a carbon from the wood of the Marocha from the Beis HaMikdash. They provide the wood to burn the carbon Pesach. Nitma Mi'utoi, however, let's say a fraction of the Pesach has become Tamei, the Hanoisar, or let's say the people who are participants in the Karm Pesach are not Nizer, and they let the Karm Pesach become Noisar, go past its prescribed time, you don't let it eat until Chatzos. Let's say you leave it over until after Chatzos, or until, according to Machlokes Tanaim, until the morning, then Surf Noso Bechatzros Sehen, so they burn the Pesach in their courtyards, Oy al gagoy sehen, or on their roofs, ne'atze atzman. So here it does not need to be burned in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is not paying for the fuel. It's being burned anywhere you live, anywhere in Yerushalayim, and it's going to be burned at your own expense. Okay, another halacha. Hatzi konin, the cheapos.
The misers.
How they translate the misers? Surf no sulaf ne'abira. When they had no surf, they were not careful to eat the Pesach before the prescribed time limit. Or if they, for whatever reason, miot became tamei, they were mechuyev mikra din to burn it on their to pay for the fuel themselves. But they were very cheap. The misers surf no sulaf ne'abira. They would burn it before ne'abira. They would make believe the most Pesach became tamei. Why? Beshul lehanas me'atz maracha. In order to save themselves the expense of buying wood to burn the carbon Pesach.
Why now, did Mishnah have to say, either in their courtyard
on their roofs?
On their roofs. Why can't you just say in their property?
On their property? Good question. You're asking an excellent question, and there definitely must be some limud. Some even maybe a halachic message. You're saying something very good, and I don't know the answer. But the question is an excellent question. I don't know the exact answer. It's a good question. Now let's go back. My time. What's the reason? My time. Why did they burn lufnei habira? So the reason why was the carbon pesach becomes tamei. So you burn in the front of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is a public place. Everyone's coming there to visit. So you're going to be embarrassed when people are going to see that in the public square in the Azara. Or wherever it was that you actually burn the Karm Pesach, you're going to be embarrassed. Exactly the point. They did it on purpose. My time in order to embarrass them, they should be embarrassed that they were nichshol in not being careful, being nizor in the kedusha of the Karm Pesach and allowing it to become tamei. They are deserving of punishment. The punishment being they're going to be embarrassed to burn it in a public place. If a miut of the Karm Pesach becomes tamei, so you burn it on your roof or in your courtyard and you pay for the wood yourself. There are minhu. We have a stira. Stayed in the brisa. V'chein mishu yotzam Yerushalayim v'nizkar shesh b'yodah b'sar kodesh. A person, he goes out of Yerushalayim. And he realizes that he has in his pocket b'sar kodesh and im avar tzoyfim. So now he has to, the b'sar kodesh is either, let's say, it's yotza. It's still the yotze. The b'sar kodesh either was kachek kadoshim, which has to be burnt, which only it's in the azar, or it's kachek kalim, which can only be inside Yerushalayim, and you left Yerushalayim, and now you realize you have in your possession meat of kodesh, and the meat has become possible within the yotze. So what do? You do? If you've already passed the place called the tzoyfim, tzoyfim was the name of a place, then it's a makom. It's a place where you can see the Beis HaMikdash. It's the furthest place where you can still see the Beis HaMikdash. So then in Mavar Tzeven Sarfa B'Mekoymoy, so you're not mechuyev to return to the Beis HaMikdash. You can burn it there wherever you are. If not, if you're not Pes Seifim, then a Choyzer V'Seifa Lifnei Habira Me'atzei HaMarocha. and what? Who pays for the burning? The Beis Hamikdash. What's the kasha? Rashi, Alma. This is an example. Mi'utoi. Here you have in your possession meat of Kodesh. It's only a fraction. Shenifsal. And who is paying for the burning? It's being burnt lefnei habira from the atzei hamaracha, the atzei machinami. So we have a stira. When it comes to Kom Pesach, a miut is tamei. It's burnt on your gag or burnt on your chotzer, and you pay for it. Here we're discussing a case that we have in your possession any besar kodesh, and yeah, it becomes puzzled. Yoytzei, it's only a miut. You burn it. You're allowed to come back home to Yerushalayim and burn lefnei habira. So what's going on? Omer Rav Chanan bar Ukva. Kosher kan be'ach Sinai kan be'bal habayis. It's a chilik between a guest and the bal habayis. Now, what's the difference? And this is a little bit confusing. So the Rashi one at a time. Kan be'ach Sinai, a guest. You are not a resident of Yerushalayim. Shein lo yetzim. Therefore, you do not have access to the resources of the city. Therefore, it's very difficult. Therefore, sefer miyatzam aracha. Memelu, you go and you burn miyatzam aracha. But masnisim, that says if you come pesach and nitma miyuto, you burn it from your own wood. Is if you're a citizen, you have a passport or a driver's license that says that you are a citizen of Yerushalayim, you are a resident of Yerushalayim. In Meila, if you're a resident, therefore it's not a big deal for you. You know how, you know the ins and outs. You have access to buy wood cheap. You burn it from your own wood. Masdisa balabais. Okay, so that's the first answer. Okay, the first answer is a chilik between a guest and a resident. A resident is not allowed to abuse the public service. If you are a guest, then you're given, because you're not home, we go easy on you. Rav Papa, my answer number two. No, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are dealing with guests. Kan shehichzik b'derech, kan sheloi hichzik b'derech. So if you already set out to travel, you're already on the road, so Rashi says, loi hitrichu l'chazer ala itzim. We're going to go easy. We're not going to trouble you to go search out wood. We're just going to let you burn it, come back home and burn it from the atzei hamarocha. Kedetani, v'chein mishiyotza. But if then that's exactly what it says, mishiyotza, you're on the road. But when it says in the Mishnah that you burn it from your own wood, is where you did not set out to travel. You're not going anywhere. Since you're not going anywhere, you're still local. Therefore, you have to burn it with you at your own expense. Okay, that's answer number two. Answer number three. Rav Zvid Amar Le'olam Kedama Meikara. I want to go back to answer number one. Kan Biach Sinai Kan Le'Balabayis. First answer. The case of the Mishnah is going where you are a balabais, and the case of the bride is going where you're a guest. The af al gav de loy hichzik badech, and you do not need to come on to the answer where you set out to travel. Ach senai came in the lesle asuhu kitzi konin. So he serves Zvid. Is coming now. It's a little bit confusing. What exactly Rav Zvid is coming to do? So let's see Rashi, because it's a little bit confused. Rashi says Rav Zvid, let's see, Rav Zvid is Kirav Chama, Moikim La, the Ad Rav Papa Polik. He disagrees with Rav Papa, the Yav Taimel Emilson Rav Chama, the cave in the Lesley Eitzim, Sham Asu Kitsi Konim. So he, Vihichzik B'derech Dutanim Bas Nisan, when it says in the Mishnah, Yihichzik Yivyotza, Liashmi'inon Chazor Nok Allah, Liashminon has to teach us that Chazor Nokala V'loy Mishumesim Duhu Adin L'loy Hichzik. Even if you are not Machzik, even if you are not Machzik, doesn't make a difference. According to Rav Papa, there's a major difference between being Hichzik Baderech and not being Hichzik Baderech. Along comes Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid says that distinction of being hichzik and not hichzik is incorrect. I completely disagree with that distinction of being hichzik and not hichzik. And when it says yimachzik derech etzlav dafka, the chiddush is the point is like Rav Chama, that if you're a guest, you come back and you burn it with nehan bira, because we give you the status. We give you the status of kitzakinin, like the miser. So one more time, it was the Gemara Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid says the Ilam Kedama Mekara Kam Yachsan Kam Kam Balabayis Yaf Al Gav De Les Lo Hichzik, and even though it says in the Brayso Yotza Lav Dafka Yotza, even if Lo Yotza, the rule is going to be Lo Hichzik B'derech Achsanai, a guest is allowed to come back and burn his carbon, his carbon that's coming in the Bira, came with the less sleigh, he does not have his own wood. As uhu kitsi konin, they treated him like a miser. Ditnan hatsi konin, the misers surfin oy soilif ne habira, beshvili hones me'atse hamarocha, in order to burn me'atse hamarocha. Okay, so that is the Gemara's maskana. So we take out of this Gemara three yesoides, three different yesoides. We have Ram Bar Chama, he just makes difference between a guest and a resident, mm-hmm. and then we have a Papa that makes difference between Yotzal Derech and Lo Yotzal Derech, and Rav Zvid that pulls the Chama, a guest, not a guest, but even a guest, the issue is not, he holds that it's not because of your Yotzal Derech, it's because you don't have, you Pasha don't have, being that you do not have. Even if you lo yotza lo yichzik baderech, you're still allowed to go burn a miatzeh hamarocha because you like the misers. Turn up on new gemara. Bolus sarfay bechatzro sehen umiatzeh hamarocha. Let's say a person wants to burn it in his courtyard. Now this piece of gemara, it's not really over here. The gemara is going to tie into the, we think this shul going to tie into the previous gemara. Bo person comes and he wants to l'sarf b'chatzro sayin umeatzei hamarocha ein shemim lohem. A person wants to burn it in his courtyard. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't want to go burn it in public. I want to burn in my private courtyard, but I want to benefit from the atzei hamarocha. I'm cheap. I don't want to spend money for the wood. I want the Beis Hamikdash to provide me with wood, but I want to burn it privately. So Allah is Ein Shemin Lohem. We don't listen to these people. They are violating the rule. The Gemara is going to explain. Lifnei Habira. But I want to burn in Lifnei Habira. Umeatzmei Atzman. And you know what? I want to be very generous. I don't want to be nended from the money of the Beis Hamikdash. I want to give a donation. I want to use my own wood. Also Ein Shemin Lohem. Okay, an unbelievable Gemara. Okay, an unbelievable statement. We learned in the Mishnah, the basic rules are that if you burn in the thing at Bira, who's going to pay for the wood? The Mikdash. If you're going to burn in your courtyard and your roof, who's going to pay for it? You pay for it. Now we have a person that says, you know what, I want to break the rules. I want to burn in the Beis HaMikdash, and guess what? I'm going to use my own wood. I like my own wood, and I'm very nice. I'm very generous, or vice versa. I want to burn it in my courtyard, and I want the Mikdash to send over a supply of wood to burn it. So in both of these cases, we do not listen to the person. The Gemara explains, we understand. Dilma, Paishar Minayu, because if you're going to take the wood of the Beis HaMikdash, burn in your own courtyard, you may leave over. Paishar means leave over from the wood. The wood is holy wood. The wood is hegdish. And if you're going to have a piece of wood that's left over, you may throw it out in the sanitation, which will be nena, which we're not allowed to do that. Not, it's holy. It has to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. So you'll be nichshel in the hegdish. El if ne'abir miyatzi asa my time aloi. What's the harm that will come of burning it in front of the Beis HaMikdash and using your own personal wood? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, murder Gemara, shtulavayish asmir she'ein loy. You hear this Gemara? Amuv Gemara. Because if you're going to be machmir, I'm such a nice guy, I'm so generous, I'm going to burn in front of the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to use my own wood. My own wood. Also, now you become the frumach. So it's going to start a trend. Everyone's going to want to go use their own wood. And then what's going to happen? Inevitably, there's going to be a person that's very poor, and he doesn't have his own wood. He doesn't have his own room. What's going to happen is he's going to be embarrassed. So therefore, we don't want things to the Chazal, they were Yer L'Seif Dayt, they saw what can come, and they decide, let's put an end to this right away. Period. Rav Amar, Rav says another answer, Mibnei HaChashad. Chashad is because what's going to happen? You're going to burn in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to use your own wood, and then when you're finished, it's going to be leftover wood. What are you going to do with that leftover wood? You're going to take it home with you. Why are you going to take it home with you? Because it's private. People are going to think it's not private. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You're stealing. If they are going to let you come to the Beis HaMikdash to burn your carbon with wood, private wood, inevitably there's going to be leftover wood, and you're going to take home that leftover wood with you back home. But when you take home the leftover wood, people are going to suspect that you're a ganav. You're stealing money. You're stealing property from the Beis Hamikdash. Look at Rashi. Merashat shalachas shreifasen marzino moisa itzim l'sach beisen v'haroya choishlan begoin vei atzam arocha v'nein mehem. Okay, my benai. What's nafmim between the two different answers? Because of chashad. The second answer is because of shloi levayish misha einloi. Ika benai the aisei kone de chariusa d'loi chozi l'marocha. And afkamin is going to be with the wood type of wood you bring are reeds and branches, okay, palm branches, which are not fit for the Atzei Hamarocha. So in this instance, no one is going to suspect that you're stealing wood of the Marocha from the Beis Hamikdash. If the type of wood that you're providing is wood which is fit for the Marocha, people may suspect that when it's over and you take home the leftovers, you're stealing. But if the wood is not fit for the Beis Hamikdash, no one's going to come to suspect, and therefore it would be mutter. But if the real reason why you're not allowed to go bring wood is because that reason remains. Tanan Hosam. Roish Hamaimid Hoyamabid es Hatanaim. The Roish Hamaimid means the Kohen in charge. Okay, Rashi says, Hanamun al Kach, Mamid es Hatanaim, Shalbei Sabachol Boiker Bashar Hamizrachi, Kinisas Kolod Maharbais. The guard. Like you go to the Koysal Ramavi today, there's a guy there by the gate, right? You gotta go with the metal detector. The person in charge. Okay, the person in charge. The Roish Hamaimid. They were Mamodos. Every single morning, he would round up all of the Kohanim who are Tomei. Anyone who's Tomei, I want you to stand here in the eastern gate. I want to put you on display, to put you to shame. Why? My time. That's what was done. My time. Why? Two reasons. Amar of Yosef, kidei levayishan, to embarrass them. Because you should have been careful not to become Tomei. And being that you became Tomei, that is an indication that you are not people of stature. You're not people of discipline, because if you really were careful, you would not become Tomei, and therefore we won't embarrass you. What do you mean chashad? Because they're not going to work. These Kohanim are not going to be doing work today in the Beis Hamikdash. Why not? Because they're Tomei. They can't. They're not allowed to. So people are going to suspect they're playing hooky. They're running away. So therefore, we don't want anyone to suspect them. Could they? People are going to. Chashad. No one should be choshed. Rav mibnei chashad, because they're not going to be working. They're not going to be working in the Beis Hamikdash. And if they're not going to be working in the Beis Hamikdash, people are going to suspect that they're running away. They're on strike. So in order to show the oilim, the reason why these kohanim are not working is not because they're on strike. Chas v'shalom. The reason why they're not working in the Beis Hamikdash is because they're tamei, right? They're tamei. That's why. So that's why the Rosh Hamamuneh would put them on display. The Rosh Hamamuneh would put the Kohanim who are tamei on display, in order to make it well known to the Olam, to the Tzibur, that the reason why these Kohanim are not doing Avodah is because they are Tomei, not because they are on strike. My Benayu, Benayu, Mefanke. The Nafkamin is a Kohen who is Mefanke. Now what does it mean? It's a very delicate Kohen, a Kohen who doesn't work. He's too weak, he's too delicate to do work. So no one's, if he anyway doesn't work. Look at Rashi Mefanke.
Too old.
Yeah, that can mean that also. Look at Rashi Mefanke. Kol yoidim shebetelim hein min hamalacha. Ve'ein manichin avoida mebnei melachtan, and they don't give up their job because of they don't ve'ein manichin avoida mebnei melachtan. Everyone knows that the reason why they're not working in the Beis Hamikdash is not because they're running away. It's because they're just not physically well. They're not physically capable. So no one's going to be choshed there. So they would not be required to hani mishum chashad leka. So there's no time of chashad. No one's going to suspect them. They ain't tzarch lahamid them l'sham. But l'man diyamak they l'vayishon tzarch. But if the time is because they'd be embarrassed and because they were nichshol, they were not careful, and they allowed themselves to become tamei, then there is a need for them, there is a requirement for them to be positioned there in order to be embarrassed. Okay, we have over here people that are mafan, okay? They're very delicate, meaning that they're not physically able to do malacha. No one is, now when people observe that they're not doing malacha, no one will ever suspect the reason why they're not doing malacha is because they're on strike. Because everyone knows these people anyway don't do malach in the Beis HaMikdash because they're not physically capable of doing malach in the Beis HaMikdash.
There must have been some kind of malach that they can do it.
Okay, but not the main malach. No one's going to, whatever it is.
Malach, right.
But no one's going to expect them. But if the reason, but if the reason why we have them stand by the Easter Gate is only to embarrass them, that they became tamei, they should have been nizer in their tara, not become tamei, then they do have to stand there. Okay, right in the Gemara. In other words, the Kogadal Shirusha. The Gadal Shirusha means they make chains, or they weave. Shirusha really means they weave chutim. Look at Rashi. Now they got mafshile chavolim. Okay, they make ropes. They braid ropes. That's what these kohanim do. Shehu umnis kala. In other words, what's their parnasa? Their parnasa is to braid ropes.
Mm-hmm.
People who braid ropes, who are on the very, very bottom of the social, of the economic ladder, they got paid less than minimum wage. So when do you have like jury duty, right? Let's say you have jury duty. And they're paying jury duty more than they're paying for your job. Right? So jury duty they pay, I don't know what do they pay for jury duty now? $8, $10 an hour? More? $15 an hour? Chles, and whatever. So let's say Luyitsu they pay jury duty $15 an hour. Luyitsu, make believe. $15. Oh, he sees a hell of a lot. Let's say they would pay $50 an hour, right? $50 an hour. And let's say you work, someone works a chves, whatever he does, he makes $5 an hour, $10 an hour. And he gets a letter in the mail, jury duty. So the guy is running.
Mm-hmm.
To go work for Obama, go work for the country, right? To go work for the state. They'll pay you $50. I'm only making $10. That's unbelievable. $50 an hour. Halavai, I should have a jury duty every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great job, right?
There are professional jurors.
Yeah? Really? Which state?
New York.
How much do they pay? Regular wage?
Whatever the going rate is, I think it's $42 a day.
They profess, they do this the whole day? Sure.
9 to 5.
It's not 9 to 5, it's not even that. So I'm more like 11 or 12, 2:30 sometime. Depends on the case, right? But okay, so we out over here, so you pay you $50 an hour, you're gonna run. So then now the problem is on the Beis HaMikdash. Now, but let's say you're getting paid $200 an hour, right? Hotshot lawyer, you're making $500 an hour, right? So then, jury duty. So if someone sees you at work, everyone knows your last name.
Mm-hmm.
Your last name is Mayerfeld, and Mayerfeld is part of the famous. Well, we have over here Carmen. Carmen is a real coin, right? Carmen. Oh, this is from the famous Bate Avos from one of the Mishmarim, right? There's a Mishmar, and one of the Bate Avos is the Carmen Mishmar. So they see Carmen. It's not. Everyone knows. Everyone has a calendar. And next to the Daf Yomi, there's a Daf Yomi, there's an Amud Yomi, there's a Rambam Yomi, there's a Mishnah Yomi, and it says in the calendar that's what it's going to be. In the calendar, it's going to say the Mishmar. Right, that's what's going to be. The Beis Mishmar is going to be rebuilt. I have the Daf Yomi, and the Mishnah Yomi, and the Rambam Yomi, and the Amud Yomi, and then we'll say which Mishmar is serving in the Beis Hamikdash that week, and which Beis Av. So you got to know. You have to report the duty. It says there in the calendar. Carmen.
People believe that the story calendar is going to carry it.
So the whole Klal Yisrael is going to see it's this Carmen, and they see Carmen is not he's sitting in Leiv Avram by Daf Yomi. What's going on here? What's Carmen doing by the Daf Yomi in Leiv Avram? He should be in the Beis Hamikdash doing his avoda. So what do they say? They say the Choshev, he's playing hooky. because the Rav here pays everyone who goes to Daf Yomi $500 a day. And in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a free service. It's their duty. They don't get paid. So Carmen's playing hooky to come to Daf Yomi for $500 a day. He's coming to a place that they're going to be choishet him. So in order, and no one should be choishet, the reason why, you know why, not Carmen, but you know why that type of person is not there? He's tummy. He touched the sherets. So people, it's not his fault. Chaleis, whatever. He touched the sherets. Sherets fell on him. So that he's tummy. So that's why he's standing by the gate of the eastern gate. So no one should be choisha when you're going to see Carmen by the Daf Yomi or get on the supersonic jet. Right? Not just the Conqueror. It'll be over here, Mamish. Within 5 minutes, you can get back. They have technology, you know. You want to get someone to the other end of the world. NASA wants, they can get you from here to Eretz Yisrael. They really want, they can get you there within an hour or two. They can get you there very quickly. It doesn't take 12 hours. They'll send you all the way up. Send you all the way down. You go very quickly when you're going out of space. There's private people that are ready. They have the technology to go. You just got to go all the way. A plane flies only, how many feet? 30,000 feet. 30. So if you go about 80,000 feet, or go about 100,000 feet, you can manage go across the globe very, very quickly. So they're gonna position this person that's Tomei. Why? Because when you're gonna see him later on by the Daf Yomi, you're gonna be Chosh. Oh, he's playing hooky. You know why? It's because of money. Kesef Yanes Akol. He's not coming to do Avoida because he's going to make more money, make $500 by not doing the Avoida. They're going to be choshed him. In order, no one should be choshed him. We're going to have him stand here by the Eastern Gate. Everyone saying, you know why he's not doing Avoida? You know why you're going to see him later on by the Daf Yomi? It's because he's Tomei. That's why. But he really would want to be here. Oh, but let's say you have a person who only makes minimum wage peanuts. He makes 50 cents minimum wage. That's what he makes a day. He makes 50 cents a day. He braids ropes. To braid rope for the 50 cents a day that you make, it's not kedai. No one is that cheap that I'll play hooky. I'm not going to go do the avoida because I'm so greedy. I can't give up the 50 cents a day that I'm going to make when I braid the ropes. No one is so foolish. So when they see this guy, he's braiding rope, he's not doing the avoida, it's not going to cross their mind, oh, you know why he's skipping town? Because he doesn't want to lose the big check, the big salary he's going to get. He's not getting any salary for what he does. He's getting peanuts, getting 50 cents. Yeah? So, Mamela, no one's going to be chayshet, and therefore it's not necessary to have him stand in the Beis HaMikdash to make everyone know that he's tummy. When someone sees that he's not in the Beis HaMikdash, they'll automatically figure out that he's tummy, because they're not going to be chayshet. The reason why he's not in the Beis HaMikdash is because he wants to make money, because the amount of money he's making is not worth it. But if the time is to be levayshon, to be mevazeh the person because he was nichshol, because he was not nizurin in tahara, and when mevazeh him, then we can have him stand there. Okay, inami the gadol shirusha, he braids ropes. Look at Rashi, the gadol shirusha mafshile chavolim, he braids ropes. She umnis kala usuchora meat vein bnei adam chashudim, no one is chashid shiachtulu minilavoy lavoida bnei bittel malo. Okay, so that concludes the sugya. Beautiful sugya.
That's an embarrassing thing.
No, that's why that's the naftimina the Gemara says.
They shouldn't embarrass him.
If it's because of chshad, there's no gsim, but if the reason why we put all the kohanim or atameh in the shan mizrach is in order to embarrass them, because people are going to go, oh, why are you standing here? It's because you're tameh. Shame on you. You're tameh. Yutame means he wouldn't nizer in tahara. It's an embarrassment. So then, even though no one's going to be choshed, you still have the time of busha. So that time does apply. So the Gemara is giving two different reasons. Okay, so that concludes this shtickel. Gemara, new Mishnah. Ha Pesach sheyotza, oishnitma yisarf miyad. Pesach was yotza. It left the walls of Yerushalayim. Oishnitma, or became tame. Or became tameh. So what is the halacha? Oishanitma, Yisoyf Miyat. It has to be burnt during Pesach Shiyotza, Oishanitma, Yisoyf Miyat. You don't wait. You don't wait to burn it. We'll see, they will appreciate these words in a few moments when we contrast this case with the next case. But simply, we have a Pesach. It left the walls of Yerushalayim, or it became Tomei. You burn it immediately. Erev Pesach. You don't wait, okay? Nitzmu haba'olim. Let's say the owner, the one who's going to eat from the Karban Pesach, became Tomei. Oishamei su'u, they died. So now we have halacha, you don't burn the Karban Pesach immediately. You first wait for it to become noisar. Tu'ubar tsurasoi, you let its form change, meaning that you wait for it to become noisar. And then when it becomes noisar, the yisareif, and you burn it b'shisha asar. Now when it becomes noisar in the morning. But on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn. So you wait until the next day, until day 16, the first day of Chol HaMoed, when you bring the Oimer, and then you burn it, the Yisareif.
Why can't you burn on the...
It's a malacha. L'sasako malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on the Yom Tov. Ach, asher yos l'chol nefesh, u'levadi yos l'chem. If you're doing malacha l'tzorech chol nefesh, then you can do malacha. But if it's not l'tzorech chol nefesh, now you're not doing malacha.
It's not like burning the chalavim they want.
You burn? No. It's not like the chalam ve'evarim. You burn it. B'fnei habira, the chalam ve'evarim. You burn on the mizbeach.
But this is done on the
Pesach
outside.
That's right. Tameh. You burn outside the bay in the outside the base hamidrash in the harabayis. You don't burn it on the bay on the mizbeach.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Breik Omer Avze Yisraf Miyad. He disagrees. Even in the situation where the owner died, or the meat became, or the ba'olim. Okay, the Ba'olim died, or Nitmu Habam, or Nitmu, the Ba'olim became Tameh, or the Ba'olim died. Rabbi Yochanan Broker disagrees, you burn it immediately. You don't wait for it to become nicer. You burn it immediately. Because there's no one that's going to eat it. Now, Bishlam Tameh, and the Mordechai is going to analyze this in very great detail. Bishlam Tameh, we have a halacha. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. We have a Karban Pesach that has become Tameh. What is the halacha? The Pesach has to be burnt immediately. Explicit in the Pasuk. But the halacha of a Karban Pesach becomes possible with Yoytzei. It leaves the walls of Yerushalayim. Minolon. How do you know that the Karban Pesach has to be burnt right away? How do you know that if a Karban Pesach, which is Kodshei Kalim, leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, it must be burnt immediately? Elo, Yoytzei Minolon. So the Gemara brings a raya from a Karban Chatas. Now this is a very important pasuk. This is the pasuk that's in the middle of the Torah. Ve'eseir ha-chatas doroish dorash moisha v'hinei soirof. What's the story? What was the story? It was the eighth day of the Miluim. Moshe Rabbeinu inaugurated the Mishkan for 8 days, starting on the 25th day of Adar, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, Aleph Nisan, right? Aleph Nisan was the 8th day of the Miluah. They inaugurated Chaf Hei, no, it's Chaf Hei, right, Chaf Dalet Adar. Chaf Dalet Adar is the day when they inaugurated the Mishkan. Chaf Dalet, Chaf Hei, Chaf Vav, Chaf Zayin, Chaf Tes, Lamed. And if that month was Chaser, maybe it was Chaser, then it would have been Chav Gimel. I think maybe it was Chav Gimel. Or that's sticking my mind for the 23rd day. Adar is Chaser. It's not Mole. I don't know. Whatever it was. Okay. But that's not important for us. What we need to know is it was the first day of Chodesh Nisan. It's Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, you offer a set of Korbanos. Korban Musaf. One of the Korbanos is a Korban Chatas. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
On Rosh Chodesh, you offer a soir as a Karban Chatas. What are the laws of a Karban Chatas? Karban Chatas is Kodesh Kodashim. It's eaten in the Azara. By whom? By the Kohanim. For how long? Day and night. Until Chatzos. Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened on that tragic day? Nadav v'Avihu died. You read about this on Yom Kippur. Anyone that cries for another Gavur Yom Kippur is muftach that he'll never see a terrible tragedy in his life. Right? Nadav and Avihu died on the first day of Nisan. You with me?
Yeah.
Died on the first day of Nisan. So what happened? So now who's left? Elazar, the Isamar, and Aaron were the leftover Kohanim.
Right.
They are all now in the gather of Oininim. Oininim.
Yeah, right.
Is an Oinin allowed to eat Basar Kodesh? No.
No.
You're not allowed to eat Maisa. If you're not allowed to eat Maiser, you're not allowed to eat Kachem. An Oinin is not allowed to eat Kachem. So what do they do?
Are they allowed in the Azar?
What? Of course they're allowed in the Azar. They're allowed in the Azar, they can do Avoida, but not, then they can do Avoida, but they can't eat Kachem.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do? So therefore, is there anyone available to eat this carbon? To eat the Sawyer? The Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh? The Oininim. So what do? They burned it. They burned the meat. Now the meat was really meant to be eaten. Along comes Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu discovers that the meat of this carbon chatos was burnt. The Eseir HaChatos, the he-goat, that was meant to be offered as the carbon chatos for Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh, Aleph Nisan, Doroish Dorash Moshe. Moshe made an investigation. Where is it? Who ate it? The Hinei Soiroth. It was burnt. Moshe was very angry. Moshe says, why did you burn it? So Moshe made a couple of suggestions. Now these suggestions, from his suggestions, we learned the halacha. What did he say? Maybe, I don't understand, why didn't you eat? Maybe the carbon chatos was pasul. Why would
the
it be pasul?
The carbon pesach was became
carbon. No. We're not discussing now carbon pesach. We're discussing now carbon chatos.
All right.
Okay, the carbon chatos, a very specific carbon chatos. The carbon chatos that was offered on the first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh, to inaugurate the Mishkan. And he said, why was it burnt? So Moshe made a couple of suggestions. Suggestion number one, maybe you took the blood of this carbon chatos and you brought it inside the Heichel. The Heichel is where the menorah is, where the Mizbeach HaZav is, where the Shulchan is. Maybe you took the blood of this carbon, you brought the, that's not where it's supposed to go. The blood is supposed to be applied on the Mizbeach HaNechoishes. So Moshe was saying, Derech Agav, that if you take the blood of a carbon chatos, Kodshei Kodshim, and you bring it inside the Heichel, the carbon automatically becomes possible and must be burnt and destroyed. But Moshe made an observation, he took note, that the blood of the Sir Chatos was not brought inside the Heichel. And if it was not brought inside the Heichel, there's no reason for it to have been burnt. So Moshe said, maybe let me, another suggestion. Maybe the reason why you burned the carbon chatos was because you took the meat of the carbon chatos, and you took it outside of the Azorah. Now that's the part that we need to tell Gemara. And the law is, if you take the meat of the chatos outside the Azorah, it has to be, if you take the meat outside of the Azorah, then the carbon becomes pasul and has to be destroyed. Carbon has to be destroyed.
That's
so let's
not
see.
Nicer, is it?
What?
That's not called nicer.
That's not nicer. Nicer is when you leave over and leave over. So let's see the morning was Bishlam and Tommy the Siv Sarv Eliot and the Sivhainly was Dama. It says, Hey Moshe complained to Aaron and to the two remaining sons, Elazar and Isamar. Hein, behold, Lohu Vestama la Kodesh Pnima. Number one, I want to know why it was burnt. The blood of this carbon was not brought inside the Heichel. Because if it was brought in the Heichel, you're right, there would be a reason to burn it. Amalei Moshe, La'arad, madul echaltem esachatos. Shema, maybe, nichnas tamo lefnai v'lefnim. It went inside. Lefnai v'lefnim over here does not, lefnai v'lefnim over here, in this context, does not literally mean inside the Kodesh HaKadosh.
No, inside.
It means inside the Heichel. Amalei laf. No, that didn't happen. Amaloi. Now here's the part that we need our Gemara. Shema chutz l'michitzasa yasa. This is the critical part of our Gemara. Maybe you took the meat outside of the Azara. Hey, lehuva estama ela kodesh pnima. Achol toichlu osa ba kodesh Oshema chutz lemichitzasa yatzasa. Amolo lav. Bakoidesh chaisa. So now the way we know, now this is a little bit tricky, the way we know this is from Aaron's response.
From Aaron?
Aaron's response. Amolo lav. Bakoidesh chaisa. This is Bakoidesh chaisa. It was Bakoidesh. So Amolo, I Bakoidesh chaisa. The halo huva es doma. El akoidesh pnima. Madua. Loyachaltem. Madua loyachaltem. Oiso, why did you not eat it? Now, Michlal, from this statement of Moshe Rabbeinu, the inafke, if you took the meat outside, inami aile, domolifnim, basrefihi. From this we learn that it is indeed basrefa. Come with me one second. Shem yotza cholachutz. Okay. So from this conversation we learn
that went outside the
hair hole,
yeah, I know so.
Penima, so the D comes from the word penima. Okay, the D comes from the word. Let me read you the entire pasuk, because it's critical to understand this pasuk. Very yesodis in Gemara. There are two, we're learning from this pasuk two major halachas, at least in the Havamina, by a carbon chatas. Number one, if the blood of a carbon chatas enters inside the heichel, the blood, just the blood, it goes in the heichel, the carbon is pasul lagamri.
On the middle of the shear, I'll call you at 10 o'clock.
The first halacha we learn, if the blood goes inside, if the blood of the carbon chatas goes inside the heichel, it automatically becomes pasul. Okay? Number two, the second halacha we learn is from the word penima. Penima means, now we're playing with the word penima, that the meat of the chatas remained inside the walls of the Azara, and the meat of the chatas did not go outside the walls of the Azara.
Yeah.
The implication is that if the meat of the chatas went outside the walls of the Azara, the carbon would indeed become a pasul.
So the hair didn't become pasul.
Exactly. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was very disturbed. Why did you burn the meat of the carbon chatas? Number one, the blood did not go inside the
heichel.
Number two, the meat did not leave the azara. The meat remained inside the azara where it's supposed to be, called penima. So when you go back and look at the pasuk says, Hein, behold, lehuva es dama el hakoidesh kama. We'll make a drasha. El hakoidesh, number one, the dama, the blood, did not go into the kodesh, meaning into the heichol. Number two, kama penima. Number two, the basar
was
inside the azara, and the basar did not go chutz lemechitzasay outside the azara. So it's a merdik lima. The merdik lima we learned, that's when a carbon would become disqualified. So why then? So Aaron answer, okay, then you go back to the pasuk. The answer, so Aaron says, because we're oinanim, and being that we're oinanim, there's no one that can eat it. And because no one can eat, that's how we burned it.
Okay. Why can't you say you can give it to other Kohanim?
Were no other Kohanim. At this point in time, they were not yet selected.
Was?
At this point in time, there were no other Kohanim. There were no other Kohanim at this point in time. These are the only Kohanim. The Shevet was not yet selected at this point in time. During the Miluim, the only Kohanim that were fit were the children of Aaron. You're asking a very good question, because the Avodah was still done by the firstborns.
Mm-hmm.
And the firstborns was still not. It's not. You're asking a good question, which requires more explanation, but I don't know the full answer. But there was no one else to eat it. Okay. But all the point we want to make, we learn over here, the Gemara says, so now the Gemara now wants to extrapolate and say from this, like, here we go. Bish lemonid ma, now the Gemara, so therefore, what do we basically learn from this? That we're going to use this, at least at this point in time, as a binyanaf. Just like by chatos, if the meat of the chatos would have left its allotted, its confined area, the carbon would become pasul and would have to be burnt. Likewise, every single carbon whose meat leaves its mechitza becomes pasul and has to be burnt.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the Gemara is learning from the Karban Chatas. Now, there's a fundamental difficulty with this. There's a very great difficulty with this limud. How can you learn the laws of Karban Pesach from the laws of a Karban Chatas? A Chatas is Kodshei Kodoshim.
Yeah. And
whereas a Pesach is Kodshei Kalin. So how can you compare the laws of Karban Pesach, learn the laws of Karban Pesach, the laws of, maybe by Kodshei Kodoshim, we have such a principle that we're going to have to burn the meat when the meat leaves the mechitza, because there it's very holy. But when it comes to Kodshei Kalim, or Karban Pesach, which is not as holy, perhaps we'll allow the meat to leave the walls of Yerushalayim, we do not need to burn it. So the more reviews, okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Let's see the going inside. So Bisham Nitma, we understand the case of Nitma. We have a pasuk that says if any meat becomes tamei, Goli Rachamon Bekoshukala. This pasuk of that meat becomes tamei, that's a pasuk that's said by Kachem Kalim, Abbasah Shahiga Bechol Tamei, Lo Ye Ochel. That pasuk was said by Kachem Kalim, Kolshim Bekoshuk Kadoshim. Fine, that's a pasuk, a general pasuk that's said by Kachem Kalim. So of course it applies across the board. We understand Eli Yoitzei. But how can you bring a raya from the case of Yotze by Karban Chatos, Ashkon Kodshei Kodoshim, Kodoshim Kalim Minolon? What right do you have to say and learn the laws of Yotze from Chatos to apply it to the case of Pesach, which is Kodshim Kalim? Vesu Hodatan, you another kasha. Okay, even if you're right, you're only teaching me two types of disqualifications of a carbon. What about...
Well, we might think that the carbon pays a whole Kodshim Kalim, right?
Yeah.
You could take it out of Yerushalayim then.
That's exactly what's kasha. The only time you find the halacha of Yotzei is by Kodshei Kodoshim. Maybe, but something that's very, very holy. Kodshei Kodoshim is extremely holy. So in this instance, when it goes outside the mechitza, it's going to become possible with Yotzei. But something which is less holy, like Kodshei Kalim, Karban Pesach, which is less holy, maybe there you can go outside the walls of Yerushalayim. When you go outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it does not become possible to the degree we have to burn it.
Why can't we say that by Kodshei Kodoshim, you can't go outside?
We do say that. We do say that. By Kodshei Kodoshim, the place that you're not allowed to leave is the Heichal.
Right.
If you leave the Heichal, what does the Torah tell us?
It
has to be burnt.
Right.
So you want to extrapolate. So too, when it comes to Kodshei Kalim, if you leave the place where you're not allowed to go, where is the place you're not allowed to go?
Outside Yerushalayim.
Outside Yerushalayim, what's going to happen? It has to be burnt.
Right.
What's the Gemara's kasha? How can you compare the case of Kodshei Kalim to the case of Kodshei Kodoshim? Maybe the reason why the Torah says the carbon has to be burnt by Kodshei Kodoshim when it leaves the Heichal is because Kodshei Kodoshim is extremely holy.
Yeah.
And when it's very holy, it's very sensitive. So when you leave its location, it has to be burnt.
Right.
But when you're dealing with something that's not extremely holy,
right,
something which is less holy, maybe if it leaves the location that it's not allowed to go out of, it doesn't have to be burnt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And what has to be done with it?
Nothing. You bury it. Mm-hmm. You bury it. You don't have to burn it. Burning is an extreme form of eradication.
Yeah.
Who said let it decay? Just put it away and let it decay. It'll dissolve by itself. You have to burn it. Just because we find a halacha, you have to burn a Kodshei Kodoshim that leaves its mechitza. That's true. A Kodshei Kodoshim leaves its mechitza. That's not necessarily true when Kodshei Kalim leaves its mechitza. So why not? We see another kashka. Before the Gemara gives the answer, there's another kashka. Lon, dama. What happens if you have a carbon pesach, or any carbon for that matter, any carbon, and you do Kabbalah, and the blood's in the utensil, and you just, you forget about it. You forget to go and pour the blood on the Mizbeach. And before you turn around, guess what? It's already night. You offer the Karban Pesach 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you makabal the blood in the kais, and you're stirring the kais, and then before you blink...
That doesn't mean the beginning of the night, the whole night. All right, fine.
And now it's already 10 o'clock at night, so is it too late?
No.
Yes, it is. You only can do zrika by day. There's no zrika at night. Lon, this means lon past the end of the day. So what happens to the carbon? The carbon is pasul. What do you do with the carbon when the carbon becomes pasul? What do you do with the carbon? What do you do with it? You have to burn it. Why? What's the source? What's your source, Rabbi? What's your source?
The same thing.
Rabbi preaches, you know, you're not allowed to murder, tells the congregants. You're not allowed to murder. You can't do this. You can't, it tells the mafia about the Balabata, they're part of the mafia. You can't do this. So they say, Rabbi, what's your source? What's your source? It's the Ten Commandments. Rabbi, are you sure? Are you sure? What's your source? We have a halacha. You have a carbon. Okay? You have a carbon. And you do the shechita. You do Kabbalah. I have here in the cup of blood. I have a cup of blood. I have a miserable dam. And I forgot to do zrika. A big, big fancy $5,000 para. Carbon shlamin. Shechita, Kabbalah. I'm stirring the blood. I get into a conversation, a heated conversation about Yoni Tshuva with my other fellow chaver in the Beis Hamidrash. We're talking about Tshuva, and I'm holding the blood, I'm stirring the blood, and we're arguing about what the Rambam meant in Hilchos Tshuva, Tifa Longus, and the Rambam, Rav Chaim. And before we get into this heated debate, the Hizbeh Hadvarim, and then before we turn around, guess what time it is? It's 9 o'clock at night. It's past Seis HaKochavim. Is it too late for me to go do Zrika? It sure is. The dam was long. So what do I do with the $5,000 animal? You burn it. Where does it say you burn it? Maybe I don't have to know. You know how much fuel it takes to burn? You know how much effort it takes to burn that para? Why don't we just bury it? Why don't we let it decay? Why don't I have to bury it? So that's the Gemara's kasha. The sulon lon dam or lon dam or nishpach dam. You get into a fight. And the blood, the blood spills out. You don't have any blood to do zrika.
He tells you, the blood was left overnight. Now, as you say, it's not.
I don't know if you have to stay overnight. Where does he get lon overnight? What does Rashi say? Lon damo shal behemas kolosh aminim bezvachem minayin ledam shnim sal b'shkiya sachama. Look, Rashi's beferish. Rashi stay beferish. B'shkiya sachama. Shnem abiyem ekriv azivcha biyom shahat azivcha atamakrev. So what is it? Says the article, it says overnight?
Yeah.
It's a pella.
Blood is left overnight.
Overnight? What is it, 33? What does the note say, 33?
It's even more from his book.
Okay, which edition is this? This is a new edition? Which year was it was published? I bet you...
I don't know.
Okay, you know, I don't want to really waste time on this. Okay, let's look at the Hebrew. Because the Hebrew, you should know, is like a new edition of the English. Okay, very interesting. Wait, what the half is this? Hey, this is going to be a lesson. This is a lesson in art school. Okay? This is going to be a lesson in challenging. Challenging the Maggid Shia from an art school tomorrow. This is going to be a lesson. It's going to be a Limud Musa here. Pei Beis. You know that I'm just joking with you. Pei Beis on a base, right? Nishbach Tama. Okay, let's see. I never saw this. This is the first time for me. I'm willing to bet. Lon dama, in loy nizrak dama, at shkia sachama, shupasal azrika. Now, this is really a translation. When they made the Hebrew articles, you know how they did it? They translated. That's why it was very cheap. Because they translated it from English to Hebrew with the same footnotes, and then they worked it over. They worked it over. It's like a new edition. It's not just a translation. It's a translation. It's a new edition, and it says here beferish lon dama im le nizrak dama at shkia sachama.
That's what Rashi says.
And what's stated in English is the top overnight. So this is not a good translation, right? Our article is supposed to translate from English to Hebrew to English. This is not good. So you see, that must be, I don't want to say an error, but it appears to be
an error.
But
misprint.
No, you look,
what?
If you look at the new edition, okay. Next time you go to the Swarm store, take out the newest edition. This was published in what year?
Yes, I have this.
This is probably from right. So they probably by now put out already a new edition, a new printing. And I'm willing to bet in the new printing, because that's one of the biggest smilers. One of the biggest smilers. This is 2004. Not so bad. 2004. Now it's 2013. 9 years later. I'm willing to bet in the new edition, the 2013 edition, it says Shkia Sachama. Okay? Because it says that in the Hebrew. Okay, weiter. Nishbach Dama. let's say Nishal Damo, or Yatza Damo Chutz Leklam. Let's say the blood was Yatza Chutz Leklam. The blood left its location. The Kaimalon Bisrei from Inalon. So the Gemara said, Ditma Damo is the Referish of Pasuk. The Basa was Yatza Chutz Lemichitzasa. It's a shaky Makar. Shlach Makar. We're learning it from the Chatas. Kalm is Chatas, Kotcha Kadosh, we're trying to Kotcha Kotcha Kalm. That's a weak source. But we have three more halachs, we have no makar whatsoever. We don't have a makar for lan dama. We don't have a makar for dama was yatzo chutzlum l'kloyim. And we don't have a makar for nishpach dama. What's the makar for these three halachas? Minolan. So the Gemara says, okay, for this, we're going to come out to a new makar, nafgulon mid Reb Shimon Reb Shimon. The Tanya Reb Shimon Reb Shimon says, ba'kodesh ba'eshti sareif. The word ba'kodesh is extra. Let's read the entire pasuk. The entire pasuk says, "V'chol chatos asher yuva midam el oil moyed." This is the same exact say that Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining to Aaron. What happened to the blood of the sohir shel Rosh Chodesh? So the pasuk says, "Kamat the same halacha, v'chol chatos any carbon chatos asher yuva midam el oil moyed." The blood is mistakenly brought inside the oil moyed with the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach is lechaber b'kodesh lo seochel bo'esh tisareif. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon b'kodesh, there's no need for the pasuk to say yuva midama el ob lechaper b'kodesh. Those two words lechaper b'kodesh are superfluous. So why are they there for? It's a ribui. It's an extra two words to be marbe. Other types of kachim. Nothing was a drush. This is just a drush based on an extra word. There's no real logic to the drush. Just an extra word. So we apply it to the next example to teach you. Bakodesh to limit al chatos sheshreifasa bakodesh. A chatos the sheshreifasa bakodesh. Only al zubul vatsha b'stuk dasha minolam. How do we know? So the Gemara goes on. Bakodesh, but tamloima bakodesh bo esh tisarei. From those extra words, we marbe all other types of psula.
What's with Thursday?